Okay. Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Morning. Like we said yesterday, whatever that we hold, everything will come to an end. So today will be the ninth day, the last day of our retreat. So today is the 24th March 2018. We'll have a morning chanting. After the morning chanting, we can have our breakfast. The morning chanting is on page 5. But before the morning chanting, I think what I will do is I will just summarize the closing ceremony. Okay, morning chanting is page 5. So just now, I switched the morning chanting to formal meditation. So now we will do the morning chanting. Then after that, we can have our breakfast. Breakfast is supposed to be 7:30. Good. We have half an hour. So I think we will have just enough time. Okay. We will get Ingbi to guide us, to request. I have to revert you back to the 5 precepts. Okay, let us get ready. We'll do the final salutation. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, then mindfully we shall commence this chanting. Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Pansi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Pansi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Pansi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Quan Sin Pusa, Namo Quan Sī Pūsā, Namo Quan Sī Pūsā, Namo Chun Thī Pūsā, Namo Chun Thī Pūsā, Namo Chun Thī Pūsā, Namo Phō Pūsā, Namo Phō Pūsā, Namo Phō Pūsā. Arahaṃ Sammā Sambuddho Bhagavā Buddhaṃ Bhagavantaṃ Abhivādhemi. Svākātō Bhagavatā Dhammo Dhammaṃ Namassāmi. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi. Okay, now what we do is we renew your 5 precepts first. Then we also request, you also request for your 3 refuges. Okay, so turn to page 1. So you all chant, following Ingbi will lead. Then we will formalize the precept.
Mayang mita ti saranena saha Pancha sila niyacama Dutiyampi Mayang mita.
Ti saranena saha.
Panca silani yacama. Tatiyampi. Mayang mita.
Ti
saranena saha. Panca silani yacama.
We chant together, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pānātipātā vīramaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Ādinnādānā vīramaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micchācārā vīramaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā vīramaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surāmeraya majjhapamādathānā vīramaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Īmāni pañca sikkhāpadānī Sīlena bhoga sampadan, sīlena sukantinyanti, sīlena nibuntinyanti, tasma silang visote.
Imani pancha sikkhāpadānī samādhiyāmi. Imani pañca sikkhāpadānī samādhiyāmi. Imani pañca sikkhāpadānī samādhiyāmi.
Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu. Okay, turn to page 5. We will do the morning chanting. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one disciples who have practiced well, to this the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations,
May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching, so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma, the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well. I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us chant. Oh, sorry. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one.
Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. In this world with his gods, demons, and kind spirits, his seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and conventions. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana. Can be understood by the wise, each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed one's disciples, who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed one's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight,
destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed that Buddha I revere,
the teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruits, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, and death is suffering. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from one's loved ones and our prized possessions is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. They are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formations, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formations are impermanent, consciousness is impermanent, the body is non-self, feeling is non-self, perception is non-self, mental formations are non-self, consciousness is non-self, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. There is no self in the conditioned and in the unconditioned. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength, May then the cultivation of this practice led us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Okay, we will do the closing homage in Pali. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. For those who just came in, very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Like I said, everything will come to an end. So likewise, our retreat to today is the last day, 9th day, 24th, March 2018. Before we really end our retreat, we still have one more breakfast to take. After breakfast, I think breakfast is 7:30. So I still got 10 minutes. To sum up everything. After breakfast, maybe 8:15, 45 minutes should be enough. 8:15, we gather back here. Then you still got time. We gather back here for the final sitting, maybe, I don't know, 50 minutes or what. Then 8:30, we can. You want to take a photo inside here? Good. Okay. Maybe we see how it goes. 10 minutes enough. Okay. Then after that, you can. Like that should be good. Okay. So before 8:40 here, then we can have whatever final wrap up. Some of them left at 9 o'clock. Punchy, they'll. Have they gone? Oh, 9 o'clock you will leave. Okay. Then maybe we see how it goes. You leave at 9 or you have to be there at 9? Leave at 9. You got transport to the bus area? Good. So we have to wish the Penang people off first. Then after that, maybe we end by 9 o'clock. We have the bus is 10 o'clock or 10 something, not very sure. But earliest is 10, 10 to 10:30. So what you can do is, you can do your final packing, clean up. We got more than enough time. Then get ready your luggage. Those who are elderly, if you really need people to help you to bring the luggage, let people know. Then like Sarahan, don't hurt your waist again. You'll get people to help you. We got this lift, but you need somebody to help you carry the luggage in, then they will bring it down to the kitchen area. Then you can pull it out. Okay, good. Then there is supposed to be one final, what they call, goodbye. You're supposed to final cleaning up before checking out from temple, saying of farewell. If you want to do, you can do together. Then we will leave at about 10 or 10 something. But I think you got time after your luggage all out. You can still say farewell and all those things. It will be quite a while before the bus arrive or your luggage get onto the bus. Okay, that's about all the thing. Then also remember, this retreat is for you to develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma. Then when you have the understanding of the essential Dhamma, you know how to continue the practice. So continuing the practice or cultivation is very important. Otherwise you won't learn. So when you go back, very important, because still fresh in your mind. You try to make use of the weekend, the Sunday, to write down whatever important pointers or note that you need to do to improve your life, to develop the cultivation. Then for those who have taken the Bodhisattva vow, my nature rejoices, but you have to understand, you have to be familiar with the vow. So remember, every day, read through the vow and reaffirm your vow. Understand? Then you do it for about a month at least. If you can do for 3 months. But as you become more and more familiar, you try your very best not to rely on the notes. Just try to recall. Because these are standard things. If you do often for maybe a month or what, you will remember that one. Then if you don't remember, then only refer to the what they call notes for the vow. The key basic vow are the 3 pure precepts and the 4 basic vow of the Bodhisattva. And the additional vow is quite easy to remember, because these are additional affirmation for you to fulfill all of them. Then the right view is very important. You vow to have this right view, right understanding of the Buddha Dhamma, all these aspects, life after life, whenever you have to come or you choose to come. So that one, you no need to every day do. You only do initially, because these are practices. It's just like every day you chant, Namo Tassa, take refuge, then renew your 5 precepts, then you chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So these are routine things. So the right view are your right view developed from the Buddha, Dhamma, for you to walk the path of Dhamma, for you to cultivate. So these are the important ones. So if you understand the teaching, you will not forget them. Like the 2 aspects of the 5 aggregate of form and mind. Then you chant, the 5 aggregate of form and mind are impermanent. They are empty. They are non-self. Then after that, you continue with your request for forgiveness, repentance. That will help you to walk the path of Dhamma. So all this, you repent. You ask for forgiveness from Triple Gem, then from all beings. Then you vow not to repeat it. Then you determine to hold all your precepts and all those things. So this is to make clear the understanding for you to cultivate. So after you have familiar with those cultivation, it become a part of you. You will not forget. Then after that, you only renew the 3 pure precepts, the 4 basic vow, then the additional vow. Try to familiarize with them. Then every now and then when you want to renew your vow, it becomes very simple. So this is the aspect that I want you all to make a note and do it. Then after that, maybe you don't have to do every day. You do once a week. Then later on, as you're familiar until you no need the notes, you can do once a month. Then when it's stable already, it has become part of you. You wait for 6 months, then find out whether you can still recall and recite them or not. Otherwise, you can still refer to the note. But the moment you look at the note, you will recall already. Then later on, if you don't need the note, you can recall. You can do it once a year. but in the meantime you will be cultivating. Then have a good religious routine to do all this. Then every day check and willing to straighten your view, improve yourself. That's how you progress. Develop mindfulness, continuous mindfulness, until you are able to be ever mindful in the in the midst of life most of the time. Then you can have your formal sitting whenever you want. Then in between, daily mindfulness. Then your religious routine, minimum morning chanting, meditation, transform merit, evening before you sleep, morning chanting, evening chanting. Then no need to chant whole thing, short one. Then meditate for a while. Then after that, share merit, transfer merit. Then afternoon, whenever you're free, do some formal meditation. Then you can do the lying down meditation at night before you sleep. Lie down, meditate for a while until you sleep. Yeah. Then later on, when your mindfulness becomes continuous, you realize you become different. You can be in the sleeping state, fully aware, and yet you didn't sleep. The body rests, the snoring all, you are aware. The subconscious release, the unconscious release during dream state, all you will know. Then you can come out. By then, your meditation is already very stable. So that is about the important thing that I need you all to understand and do it. Okay, with that, I think you can go for breakfast. Oh, 7:30. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pay respect to Triple Gem. Then determine, affirm your faith in the Triple Gem and determine to walk this way from now onward. There is no other refuge safe like the chanting. Determine. Only the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha, this nature of mind, will constantly and always take refuge. Then you will not deviate. Okay, good. We can have our breakfast.
Excuse me, sorry. Just a few minutes. Okay. We have done up. We are going to post up all the outline of the retreat, including the MP3, the audio file, and the whiteboard notes they have taken, and also some of the video will be posted as well. See. So once we have done up, I think in about 1 or 2 weeks' time, I will post up to the website. Okay, and I would like to take this opportunity to special thanks to those people behind to do all the works, like Brother Tim doing the recordings, Sister Manian, Sister Yong Chan, Sister Sandra, and Quan Chi. Okay, these are the people that are doing the outline, taking out the outline, doing the proofread, you see. And apart from that, there are new people that volunteered to take up the outline for futures regular Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday classes. Like people like Tammy and Queenie, Kate Hoon, Sui, and then do I miss out anybody? All right, okay, these are the people that we really have to study to them. And then for the future's outline, we will base on this retreat outline format. All right, and thank you very much. And I would like to take this last opportunity to seek for forgiveness if my speech, actions, thought process, and anything that have intentionally harmed anybody. So please forgive me.